Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sage Show. I am your host, Sage, and today our topic is generally Walmart. And I am an associate of Walmart. So I guess I could possibly, maybe lose my job because my opinions aren't the highest, the greatest. But Walmart is not like the worst place to work at. I have a lot of things, a lot of thoughts on my mind when it comes to Walmart, but I don't know, let's get into it. Today I'm drinking, I don't know what this is. It's like a creamed wine. It's one of those local wines. I will not be buying it again, that's all I know. Now there are a lot of departments I worked, and when you're, especially if you've worked at Walmart, you would know this, but working at Walmart is really, you don't work just your department. You get cross-trained for literally the entirety of the store, I swear to God. And I've worked twice at Walmart. Like the first time was like a couple years back, and then now, it's just there's so much. But I think I've spent over like it's been over a year in active time there. There's just been so much I've gone through when it comes to Walmart, just so much. Because when I first worked at Walmart, I was a digital associate, which means a digital associate is basically the people that are like online grocery, picking up your groceries, putting them in the bags, totes, and taking them out to your car. It really wasn't a bad department to work in. It's just the fact that it was very clear cut. Like it was very clear cut. I knew exactly what I was gonna be expecting that day. As a picker, I knew what to do, where to go. Everything on your little handheld told you exactly what to do. It was just very simple. Like there was not much to think about. It was very clear cut. However, the Walmart I worked in was really busy and the customers would get in your way. And I'm sorry, I'm holding that. Mind you, it has the you little the thing you drive has eight totes. And if you're picking oversized water, and I'm trying to get all the way back to the water, I mean, all the way back to receiving, which is the back room, and I hit your child, why the fuck is your child in the way? But it was that shit that pissed me off because customers would be constantly in my way when I'm trying to get work done. And then the managers would expect the precept to be 95. First of all, I don't live here. The only Walmart that would hire me was fucking 40 minutes away from my house. How in the world? I don't shop here. I don't know where things are at. Like, and then I have to walk all across the store, and you expect your precept. It was things like that, and then items would not scan. Like you'd be scanning all across the bag, and then it would not scan the QR code. And it wouldn't even register that you scanned a QR code, or it would be like the same item, how it's like item back through the shelf. They would have the one in the front would not work, right? You scan the one in the front, the one in the back works. The same fucking item. Same item. Nothing different. So it was partially that, and it was also the fact that they would call every single department. Now I've been in digital like twice now. And I swear, if there's one thing they can do is call every single department in the store to get help because they can never schedule properly. It is not even the team leader, the coach's problem. It's just they're not giving them enough labor. I don't understand because online pickup brings in the most, like almost the most amount of money for the entire store, if not, But I was just picking, dispatching or dispensing, I guess, was a whole nother conversation because in the heat, and I live in North Carolina, the heat, the humidity in the heat, you just be dripping wet coming back. And from the first digital place I walked in, we counted it. It takes you a minute and 50 seconds to take your items from the back room to the parking spots where they had grocery pickup. So that's 1 minute and 50 seconds both ways, and you expect the times to be perfect? It doesn't. That was just like a few of many things that just made working there just so abhorrent. But enough about digital. I worked apparel for like I'd say 10 days. See, apparel, it's not really bad. Like, there's not horrible things about it. It's not the most stressful department. What made it a little rougher was the fact that every single time we turned around, front end would we were the main call line for front end. So at front end, had a call out, had someone leave, had, they need a break covered. It was apparel's problem. And it was like the apparel team lead could not say no or something. So it was like I barely get to even touch clothes sometimes. Some days I'm always being pulled to front end. But besides that, is the fact that not you, but the customers, these ghetto ass customers come in and wreck the clothing. Like, I don't mind that you try it on, whatever. But you to just unfold it and then stuff it somewhere, you don't even stuff, like, it doesn't make any sense. I'm tired of refolding these same shirts that I know I folded earlier. But all in all, apparel, it wasn't too bad. I was only there for a little bit of time, so it was from there, it was to electronics. Really, the problem with digital was the first time I worked at digital, our store was absolutely so bad with just online pickup, like everything about it, our statistics, we had the lowest in all of market. So we got shut down, right? And for online grocery pickup to be shut down for 2 months is actually insane. They didn't cut any hours, and that was the thing, they didn't cut any hours. They just dispersed all of us digital associates all over the store. So some of us would be in bakery, some of us would be in deli, produce, hard lines, fabric, like we were everywhere. Everywhere in the store, electronics, everywhere. So thankfully, because of that, I got to experience so many different departments. But electronics, it was really chill. Especially between the hours of 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Ooh, marvelous. Those are our quiet hours. And those TVs are just on blue. It's just, you don't have to bother nobody. Honestly, looking back, the only part of electronics that was hard or difficult, because really the job consisted of just chilling, ringing people up, you know, stocking, zoning, which is, you know, organizing it so it looks nice, and pointing to, like, oh, it's in that aisle, the USB drives, you know. It really wasn't much, but what was the problem was the old people that, you know, come to electronics because they're like, oh, I have a problem with my phone, I don't know how to work it. It is so sweet when you have, you know, Betty, 87 years old, coming in. Hi, I'm so sorry, but, like, my phone, it's not cutting on. I don't know what to do. And you just pick up the phone, and it's like, oh, yeah, I can sell you a charger because it is dead. But honestly, like, all in all, electronics was pretty chill. Customers are pretty chill. You don't get really anyone mad except if they're mad at their, like their phone or their tablet, and it's really simple because they're old and it's stupid. But from there, I had, like, maybe 4 or 5 days of stocking, too, which is, like, the midday stocking. I will say that was one of the worst departments. And it's not, like, the job is the problem, really, but it's the job, you know? Stocking is, it's repetitive, it's boring, and I don't know, for me personally, I'm a creative, like, insight person. I like to create, I like to express my creation. So to have responsibilities that were so monotonous, it just killed me. I'm not gonna lie to you, it just killed me. Honestly, that was a really good exacerbator for my depression. And I think it is that for a lot of people. But even worse was overnight stocking. An overnight stocking, I cannot express to you, just cannot express to you how horrible overnight stocking is. It causes even worse depression. And the entirety of the store, let's say the frozen wasn't ran right. It's third shift's fault. This wasn't done. It's third shift's fault. Even if it wasn't something that we had no connection to, third shift's fault. And I'm an associate for Walmart now. I would still say it's third shift's fault. I don't care. But that's the way Walmart is ran. And you have to understand, the Walmart is ran where everyone talks shit on third shift. And third shift does miracles overnight. I'm telling you, as a current food and consumables associate, I walk into work and it's like, wow. Because everything looks much different when I walk into work than it did when I left. But I will say consistently a problem with overnight is management expectation is way too strong. And I do understand the motto for Walmart is high expectations lead to, like, great results, something they're the key, I don't know. But you have to understand, it's gonna kill me. It's going to kill me. I can't. It takes me 4.5 hours to run a single candy pallet. What the hell makes you think I can run, like, 15 in one night? With, like, Johnny Boy over there, who's fucking 16. Fuck am I do with that? No, it was just, overnight was stressful, and it's literally just the managers, I swear. Also, another fun department to work was deli. And it's interesting, I as an associate, like I go up to the deli counter, like for instance, 2 days ago, I'm hungry, want some fries. I get the rudest ass looks, and it's not even this Walmart, it's like the past Walmart, it's the Walmart. Why do deli associates act like you? If a Walmart associate comes to your counter and orders some fries, you give them the nastiest stank eye and attitude. Fuck, I did. Fuck. I never understand what I did to these people. It's not even the fact that your attitude is stank. Half the time, the food is stale. The fries are hard. No, but what? Like, I look at my fellow associates, I go to the bench on my break, right? I look at my fellow associates come to the bench with their little bag of deli food. I'm like, why are you eating that? We have a Bojangles right there. What the fuck? Pest paper and chemicals. Now, pest paper and chemicals, when I first worked at Walmart, it was pest paper and chemicals. Like, if you were a team lead over pest paper and chemicals, PPC, that was it. Now, you have the yogurts, you have the freaking, you have the milks, you have the cheeses. How is that pets, paper, or chemicals? But besides that, I see stocked milk, and we have this big ass cooler. It's so fun. Those stacked pallets, empty pallets, like, you know, five high, that is my stage. I can sing, I can dance, I can have my earbuds in and have my own personal performance, if you will. And the thing is, nobody comes to bother me. Like, nobody comes in the cooler, nobody bitches at me, and you can fill milk really good within like 2 to 5 minutes. And once you knock that out, they expect it to be done like 10, 15 minutes. So you got a good, like, what, 10, 12 minutes to just rock your shit. Love stocking milk. Could never say no to stocking milk. Oh my God. But the only problem with PPC is eggs. The eggs were one of the main problems with PPC. And it's not even restocking eggs, right? Restocking eggs is nothing, right? It's honestly dealing with egg claims. If you don't know what egg claims in Walmart is like anything you have to like throw away, like it's been opened, it's been messed with, it's you can't sell it, right? So egg claims are like, you know, expired eggs, whatever, broken eggs, and it was the nastiest shit. You go back into the little corner of the freezer where they have the egg claims, and the entire corner just smells like fucking mold. I swear, Walmart is the most ghetto place I've ever, well, looking at you, Little Caesars. Walmart is the most ghetto place I've ever worked. And it's not even just the egg claims. You bring the egg claims out because we have to put them in like these barrels, right? Once you're done, you just toss them in the barrels. When you collect them all, toss them in the barrels, take the barrels outside to like a compost bin. Thing's massive as fuck, locked away by a coach's key because heaven help, homeless people go and steal some fucking rotten eggs. But besides that, you open that composter, it is like fucking liquid death. The aura that bin has to shave off your, it fries off every piece of hair off your fucking face. The description of being blown away, don't take it. Oh my God. Never in my life will I willingly decide to do egg claims again. They had me messed up. It was my first fucking week. Who? Bitch ass. Walmart is so ghetto. Walmart is so ghetto. But now I work in food and consumables, mainly. I enjoy it. It's really fun. I have a chill ass manager. I mean, he was hired like 2 weeks before me, and he's younger than me. Life is great, man. Life is great. I could not ask for anything else. Cause all I have to do is put up features, you know, stock end caps, you know, whatever that means, really. Just do my job, chill. Get bitched at by every manager. But what are you going to do? Because I leave at 8. But I will consistently say, the worst problem with working at Walmart is the customers. And it's really not management all the time. Like, management, definitely a bitch. Like, definitely you have to watch who you talk to, watch what you wear, watch if you keep your vest on. But around certain managers. But, you know, customers, dealing with the general public in general, is just a nightmare. It's just a nightmare. And I really, my heart goes out to all of you. All of you that work in retail, whether it's Target, GameStop, Best Buy, fuck it, Walmart, whatever it is, my heart goes out to you because I know that the stress, the literal stress that Walmart and the general public, the managers, the whatever it is, it is just so hard to come down off of. Like that, for some reason, that level of stress, it just keeps you reared up for the entirety of the day. You try to come home, you relax, it's just like, this is why people in retail struggle with like addictions, like alcohol, you know, whatever it is. Because we work long hours and then we have to go home and decompress as quick as we can just to get up and do the same thing tomorrow. There's no break and nothing we do will ever feel like there's some kind of progress. It's just putting things in one position to have a manager tell us to move them over here 2 days later, and it just feels like there's no point in anything that we do. And that's why my heart breaks. Like, I see these people that have worked here for like Walmart like 25, 30 years. I'm like, what did you do? Like, what did you do? I think people need to get out and do more in their life. And obviously retail does serve its purpose. I mean, we shop at Walmart, my family shops at Walmart. A lot of people shop at Walmart for a reason, and it needs to be run. It's a business. But back in the day, Walmart used to be a much better place to work. There used to be actual celebrations. You could bring your kids to work. There would be runways, parties. Walmart used to be a place where you wanted to go to work. You wanted to go to work so you could socialize. You wanted to go to work so you could see your people. You could get work done. You could feel accomplished. You could, you know, it was a connection. You were connected. And Walmart lost that, and I hate to see it. It breaks my heart. Everyone is so separated. I don't know. Don't let me get on my monologue, because you know I will. But there you go, guys. That was like 8, 9, some like that, departments I have worked at Walmart. I will continue to work at Walmart until I get less bills. I don't know how to say it, or this picks up. But no matter how much I say I hate Walmart, I want nothing to do with it, you'll see me there tomorrow at 11 a.m. as always. But of course, thanks for watching, and I hope you guys enjoyed. I don't post that much, so I don't know. Bye.